So I made it another weekend, Todd.
Another weekend of what?
Of wrestling. I really thought I would have been coming in for today's Long Box Hero After Dark with a tale of sundry and confrontation.
Uh-oh.
But alas, some people might have some bigger fish to fry, like lawsuits and whatnot, than having to worry about me.
Well, that, you know what? I always say, if I'm, you know, not as big as a lawsuit, I'm doing okay.
Right. Because I think before, like, I don't want to say that I had anything to do with the lawsuit, because I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a coincidence that it came out Thursday night, and then me and this gentleman were on a show together on Friday. So I'm sure he had, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, it's like, let me see, I could lose my house, or I can get into words with this man.
Right. The reason I bring that up, of course, is, you know, a lot of times the way that these come about is we look at what we did on Twitter this past week, and there was an incident at your bagel shop.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Hot bagel talk back to the show.
Let's listen. Hot bagel talk part deux.
Because you demanded it.
I did demand it.
Yeah, basically I went there the other morning, and the sign up that was closed, there was plastic over everything on the inside. I guess a pipe, because they have an upstairs office above the bagel place, like they have offices on one side, and then there's a hill behind it, so the second floor has the doors on the other side. And I guess upstairs the heat broke over the weekend or something. And the pipes busted. So I guess the bagel shop got a spray in. I'm not sure because I couldn't tell and there was nobody there. And I don't know when they'll be open again. And I'm not – I think I now know how you feel when change comes about in your life. Because this is literally like every morning of my life. And now I have to find a new breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about this.
There's a diner locally that I'll sometimes pick up breakfast from.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, there's different types of breakfast potatoes that you can get. You can get, home fries.
Right.
You can get hash browns.
Right.
And then there's, like, another kind.
I guess.
There's, like, they have potato pancakes at this one. So they have potato pancakes. They have home fries, which they consider just, like, essentially, like, cut up a potato into, like, chunks, fry them up a little bit. But then they consider hash browns, where you grate them.
Right.
Which are the best kind.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They don't make them on the weekends or holidays.
What kind of crazy shenanigans is that? Don't you think a holiday would be the time you would want those hash browns?
That's what I thought.
Wow. Well, what are you doing working on holidays anyway?
President's Day isn't, like, a day-offable holiday.
Right.
For me and my super-secret science job.
So but the diner considers that a let's-not-make-hash-browns holiday?
Yes, they do.
That's crazy. Like, Christmas I get. Like, maybe not even be open Christmas, but, like, President's Day. Oh, like, because, you know, making some hash browns would dishonor Mount Rushmore or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think Grover Cleveland would have wanted me to have my hash browns.
Hey, that's what they were elected. As long as 51% of Americans get their hash browns, they're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. So it was an eventful weekend. Well, you know, obviously, we're going to get into this a little bit. So I think you may have met him on a jaunt or two to Leo's Roadhouse. Remember Leo's Roadhouse? Did you ever go to Leo's Roadhouse with us?
Yes, I did. I was there for the infamous song playing, if you remember.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so when you were there, it was actually my buddy Tim's 21st birthday.
Okay.
Okay. Again, I don't think you remember him, just because that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I don't remember people I see a lot either, so yeah.
Right. So he's currently undergoing a bit of a health crisis.
Okay.
He has a tumor on his kidney.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now. I've seen you talk about it. Yes.
So this is, you know, this was my weekend. So I had known about it for a while, of course, you know, just because we talk regularly, and he had been in the hospital for like 4 days, and they had to put a catheter in and the whole thing. And he's actually going Thursday, like 2 days from this recording, to like for a fourth opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time being, like he can't, he's not going to be wrestling for a while.
Right.
So while all this is going on and people are tweeting about it, when he made the announcement at the show this past Friday, of all people, Mick Foley picked up on it.
Oh, my birthday buddy.
Your birthday buddy, that's right. So Mick reached out to Tim. He's getting him in touch with a doctor that he knows. And if there's one thing that Mick Foley knows is doctors.
Yep.
And I'm not really sure where it was, but Mick Foley had a comedy show. He does, like, kind of like a spoken word, just, like, telling the stories with some jokes and whatnot.
Right.
And he had actually had Tim as his guest, took him out to dinner and had him be a guest of the show today.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah. And, I'm a big fan, but so is Tim. Like, we're both, like, mutually big fans of Mick Foley and all of his work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he made his very heartfelt announcement at the show, and then we did commentary on a match, and... On the commentary, like, before any of this all came out, we actually talked about our both mutual love of Mick Foley, and then we're driving home, and I just see this tweet blow up, and I'm just like, oh boy, there was my weekend.
Well, I mean, that just shows, you know, that he's a decent guy and everything, so I kind of think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's this, who's this doctor that you haven't met yet that's going to be at one of the Wizard Worlds?
Oh, David Tennant. He's...
Don't you mean the Purple Man?
The Purple Man, yes. Now, I don't know if he's going to be at Philly yet, but he's at North Carolina whenever that is in, like, maybe 3 weeks. But I'm hoping, like, that they... When they announce these guys, they kind of do multiple shows for the Wizard Cons, at least.
Right.
I don't know if they get... them in group, like if they like, you know, have a contract for multiple shows. Now granted, like, you know, if they get a job, they have to go do something, but I'm hoping, because he's going to be the Purple Man, that a lot of these times, like when Captain America 2 came out, they had the guy who played the Falcon and Winter Soldier doing the rounds at the Wizard Cons and stuff like that. So I'm hoping, like, that he'll be there in June in Philly, and if he is, I texted the fancy gentleman as soon as I found out, and he's like, you know what, I hate it. Like, the last time we went, he was like, I hated that, it was so crowded, blah, blah, blah. It was great seeing Matt Smith, but I don't know if I could ever do it again. I was like, Tennant might be at Philly. He's like, I'm in. I'm like, all right, I have a drive-in, buddy.
So far for Philly, no Doctor Who types.
Right, but it's still in June, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
No, it's actually May. It's earlier this year.
May, because I remember when Matt Smith did it, they announced Matt Smith, like, within 3 weeks of the show. Because I remember having no plans to go to Philly. I had no, like, the Philly Con for me as a Comic Con is, like, dead. Mm-hmm. But, which like, Philly has, like, horror stories of art stories between me and Josh. We were just discussing it last night. But... when they mentioned Matt Smith, I called up Adam, and he was like, yeah, I'll go. And we had our tickets, and, like, it was within no time. So they do, like, spring these on, because they're either doing tours. You know what I mean? You never, with entertainers, you never know what they could be doing in 3 months. So mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be there, though. You want to go?
No.
No?
I
figured you'd want to see old Tanner.
No, I think actually I have I know for sure I have Chikara that Saturday. I think it's just like a one day or.
Well,
I will say this, so far, like, when you go to the old Wizard World site and has your usual crew,
mm-hmm.
like, it'll say Norman Reedus will be at Chicago, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Chicago. Right. Karen Gillan will be at Chicago. You know, this one will be at, this one. Like, it'll say underneath them, like, all the ones that they're going to be at.
Right.
And, David Tennant only so far has the one.
Right, but he also has never done a wizard, so I don't know. Because I remember when Matt Smith, like I said, did this, he wasn't on any of them until later on. You know, it was like the first one was a New Orleans one, and then it was like, oh, now he's on all of them. So hopefully, yeah, don't be shooting a hole in my boat there.
Listen, I remember when Karen Gillan was first announced. She was only announced for one, and then like it went well.
Mm-hmm.
So then they opened the floodgates.
Yeah, like I can't imagine Tennant going up and going to a con and getting crickets. So, I mean, it's him and Matt Smith. Like those are one and one A of like the most popular doctors ever, like especially now with the resurgence of the show and everything. So I mean, the only way it might be bigger is if it was the current one, and that never really seems to happen. So I don't know. Hopefully I'll get to meet him.
I sure hope so for your sake.
I know you do. You want to see me complete the living ones.
Right. So you can start bumping them off.
That's right. Ugh. My poor wallet.
You got your statue, or at least your tracking number for your statue.
Yeah, I gotta check on that in a minute. I got my tracking number on my statue. That takes a little while to do. But hey, when it comes, I'm one away from the Cosmic Collection.
You'll have to take a picture and put it up so we could put it on the site or something.
Hey, I might start. Are statues art?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Maybe I'll start taking pictures of statues for Art Attack. I have about 1 billion of those.
It's not art. Well, yeah, why not? Why not? Why can't statues be art?
I always thought, do they have them in an art museum?
They do.
In art class, I took a little sculpture back in the high school days.
Did you give it back?
Yes, I did. I did steal colored pencils, though, because I thought I was going to be an artist, and that didn't work.
Shameful.
Out. What?
Shameful.
Shameful? You know what I used to... never mind. I'll just say how much I stole from... Statue of Limitations. Yes, I stole a lot from my high school.
I don't remember things like that from high school, but I do know any time that I go to a hotel, I always take the pen that's on the desk.
I take the pen, too.
Yeah.
Sure, because usually when I'm at a... Do you know why I'm at a hotel?
Because you're at a comic book convention.
There you go. And I'll take the pen so I can scratch stuff off my list. So it goes right.
You would think you would already have a pen with you.
Yeah, but you know what? Pens dry up, and they could dry up at the worst possible time. So
That's why you need to have like good pens for situations like that. Like I sprung for good pens. I don't know if we had done this a while ago or talked about it or whatever. But I spent a little bit more to get some special pens that nobody else is allowed to use.
That's right. You got those special high-technology Japanese pens, right?
That's right.
The self-flushing pens?
They can write in outer space, I think it is.
Oh, under whipped cream.
Right.
Like on the Three Stooges.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Getting old.
Mm-hmm. So nothing else doing?
No, nothing else doing. You know, just living the dream. Just living the dream, trying to find a new bagel place. I tried, as we were talking about, I did try the Panera ones. I'm not a fan.
So they're still closed. It wasn't like a one-day thing.
No, it's down as of, they don't know when they're opening again.
Till question mark.
Yes. So I may be grumpy for a while.
Just don't write any letters to the Flash.
Oh, hey. That's a classic moment right there.
It is.
Do you have any letters printed? You do, right?
I think I may in an issue of Powers, maybe, from way, way back in the day.
Don't you have one in Secret Six?
I do have one in Secret Six as well. When they brought... Remember when DC held the line and then they brought back the letters pages?
I vaguely remember that. I remember somebody doing some art for... They were bringing the letters pages back.
That's right.
I almost bought that art.
It's nice art.
That was
but yes, that's right. I did have one printed in Secret Six. I forgot about that one.
Man, am I like your biographer or something? Remembering all this stuff?
Oh, boy. The free space inside my head is getting used up very quickly these days. Trying to keep track of my life, the baby's life, April's life. It's a lot of work.
Yes. Well, you know what I've been doing lately and I think you find interesting? Is I am now, I mean, you just have to sign up for it, is the Heritage Auctions. You know the company?
No, I do not.
They're like a big time auction house. Like, they do everything. But
I know Christie's Auction House.
Yeah, well, the Heritage is Christie's is like the one, like you go get Mona Lisa's and stuff. But Heritage does a lot of other stuff too. But they have a comic. They have like comic auctions all the time. And Dave showed me that you sign up for it. And they have these live auctions on Sunday. And you could watch, like, you could see what's going to be auctioned throughout the week. Look at the lot. And then you could watch the lot on, like, a little, you can't see, like, them auctioning it, like video. But what it is, it'll bring up a picture. And then, like, off on the side in Flash or something. I don't understand technology. It'll do, like, all the people who are bidding on it right now. And it'll be like, all right, like, it'll get down to 5 seconds and say, you know, if we don't get any more bids in 5, 4, 3, and then if it gets a bid, you get 5 more seconds. And they just go through, like, comic after comic after comic after comic for, like, 2 hours. And it's ridiculous because I have now, like, only did it once, but I've kind of liked doing it, waiting for Walking Dead to come on. Just like, oh, there's some detective, like Golden Age detectives. What are they going to go for? And you just see, like, 700, 800, 900, 1,000, 1,200. And then, boom, like, auction ends, on to the next one. And they're in alphabetical in order, everything. And they have, like, comic art and later on, like, miscellaneous, like, magazines and stuff. But I think I'm going to be addicted to this for a while. I mean, I can't buy anything, but it's kind of cool.
Well, you could try. You know, you never know. There might be something that doesn't – have you ever seen anything go for, like, crazy low?
Oh, yeah. Well, they also have modern stuff, too. So it's not like it's all like, you know, they might be selling the first appearance of Impulse. I mean, it goes from – they'll have different – because I'm just learning about it now. They'll have, like, different auctions where I think they have, like grandiose auctions. It's like, this is your Action Comics, like, early and other stuff. And then, like, on certain days is that. And then on, like, Sundays, like, here's whatever we have. And some of it will go for, like, you know, like a thousand or a couple thousand. Some of it will go – I saw stuff go for, like, $8, you know. So it's just the whole – scope of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I highly
interesting.
What?
And what is it again?
Heritage Auctions.
And like any jamoke off the street can go and do this?
Can sign up. So you can at least watch the auctions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go see what's going to be auctioned off without signing up. But if you want to see them, like how like what they're bid on and everything, that you have to sign up for. And then if you want to bid on something, which I haven't done yet, you have to like be like, all right, this is – you have to at least enlist something, be like – I don't know if it's a bank account or a credit card or a PayPal. You're like, you can't just come in here and start slapping buttons without like a check. You know what I mean?
Some sort of finances to back it up, sure.
Exactly. So, but you could still watch them. I'm thinking about seeing what you have to do to get it. So in case there's anything I want, but I'll only do that when I'm looking at a lot and be like, okay, I would definitely bid on that. Until then, there's no need to give them any financial information.
Do they give you like a heads up, like this weekend we're going to be doing this so that you could be prepared for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, because when I signed in, they're like, what do you like? Here's all our, here's all our categories. Sign up for emails and we'll tell you when we're doing whatever this is, you know?
Gotcha.
So I'll get emails for the next comic lot and what's going to be in it and blah, blah, blah. So I kind of like that.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So I think that covers everything for a show here today.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's a good after dark.
I clocked in
some hours. Again, we had no plan. I was coming in here. I really expected to be telling a story that was going to be a bad time. You know.
We had some fun. We talked about other goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, anytime we could talk about the doctor is a good time between us.
Right. Keep it off the real show. We don't need to sully people's mind. They really have to search this out to really have their minds altered by the doctor.
The doctor doesn't alter your mind. He just brings you over to helping people. He's a good guy.
Nah, I don't know about that.
He's actually 13 good guys.
I was actually just going to say, if he's so good, why are there so many of them?
because it's so he's got to spread it around. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. You should really be watching this show. Move your list around again.
No, I'm not going to. It's already been moved around again.
Oh, really?
Yes, Brian convinced me to move things again.
Oh, any severe bumps?
He had had me move Hannibal up higher than where it was.
Okay. Who knows? I might start watching that, too.
Mm-hmm. So. I hear it's good, and I like, you know, I like that character.
I do, too. The A-Team was an awesome show.
Oh, boy. All right. That's enough After Dark for now. Catch you guys next time. Bye.